NTE. QFM. Roz and Emma.
You're listening to Roz and Emma on this Saturday afternoon, and we are absolutely delighted to have Will Lindley in the studio with us. He is a South African singer. This guy is one that you need to watch out for. He is up and coming. He's about to take over, and he's playing a sold out Whelan's tonight. Hi, Will.
Hello, hello. How are we doing?
Good.
Will, we're so excited to have you on your first radio show here in Ireland.
First ever.
Now, remember us when you blow up, will you?
Oh, 100%. Listen, if you guys have me back, I'll be back every single time I'm here in Dublin.
Don't you worry. We will 100% have you back. So, we heard that you came to Dublin before to support a band.
Yes.
And you only had a really quick turnaround. You had to leave straight away. So you kind of said to yourself, I'm 100% returning to Dublin. And that's why you're here today, because you were like dying to get back and see us.
Oh, 100%. The last time I was here was like a year and a half ago, opening for a South African artist, Matt Moll. And we arrived late to the venue, and we were loading in while the crowd was in the venue. And I, like the sheepish 19-year-old, was like, hi, everyone, do you mind? Like, we're busy doing sound check. And everyone was like, oh, you're all right, don't worry, come on. And I was like, this is amazing, I love this. And I went and like stood in the pub with everyone, chatting to everyone while Matt was doing his sound check. And I knew from that moment, I love Dublin, I love Irish people, I want to be coming back here. So when we were putting together this touring schedule, Dublin was the first city in mind.
And you have a bit more time here.
Yes.
This
well,
time.
A little bit of an afternoon.
A little bit of time. So we said we might help you out on things to
Come
do.
On.
Okay. So we heard you're really into your coffee. Okay.
Love it.
So I'm going to send you for some coffee and food, okay? You're in Dublin. I want you to go for some food in the Pepper Pot. Because I think you said a few of your friends, you know, it's
yes.
a mixed bag. Some of you eat veggies.
Yes.
So you're going to go to the Pepper Pot
Pepper
first.
Pepper Pot.
Beautiful little cafe, isn't it, Emma?
Yeah, gorgeous.
Stunning.
Sandwiches.
Really nice
so
cakes,
nice.
All
yeah.
that kind of stuff. Then you're going to go around the corner and go to CAF for coffee.
CAF.
Specialty coffee.
How do you
think
spell
you'd
that?
Like it. K-A-P. H.
Oh, totally got that.
Yeah, I'm going to write them down for you. And
please.
Emma's the woman for the pints here.
I'm the pint recommender. These are all really close to Whelan's, where you're playing tonight as well. So I'm going to recommend a place that is famous here in Dublin for a pint of Guinness. So are you into the Guinness?
I haven't had a pint of Guinness.
Okay.
In Dublin or in Ireland at all.
Well, today's your first day, right? So I'm going to recommend you go to a place called Grogan's, okay?
Grogan's.
It's famous here in Dublin. Get yourself a pint of Guinness and a toastie and you'll be set for the day.
That sounds like a dream.
Yeah. We're going to write this all down
Please.
For you, okay? We want you to have a great day in Dublin. Now, you kind of blew up. You were releasing music over lockdown and social media was really a catalyst for your music to get out to the world.
Yeah.
So what was your viral moment?
You know what? COVID, I think, was one of those times for a lot of people that an individual could kind of like lean into what they never had time to do before, you know? And for me, that was music. Mm. And I kind of started posting things onto social media from my bedroom. And there was a song called Miss Me When You're Gone that I released onto TikTok and slowly started gaining some traction, and one thing led to another. And now we're here,
here
and I don't
are.
Quite know what I'm doing yet.
You're in Ireland and you're going to Grogan's later.
But I think with social media, it obviously gets kind of quite a bad rap sometimes, especially TikTok, and you know, you hear all these things about it. But I think it's so important for up and coming artists as a platform now. What do you think?
I think that the most important thing for me, or the biggest thing for me, was it leveled the playing field.
Yeah.
I think as a kid from South Africa, all the pop stars and artists and people that I looked up to were from Australia, from the UK, from America. I never had a South African artist that I was like, oh my gosh, I can do that.
Yeah.
Music was never on my horizon. I was studying a business degree at Stellenbosch University, and social media was a way of just leveling the playing fields. My music could be heard by somebody in the UK, heard by somebody in America. It wasn't just my friends and family.
And while we're talking about social media, how can people follow you? What are your names on social?
Will Lindley on TikTok and Instagram. My surname is spelled L-I-N-L-E-Y.
Everyone
Will
get
Lindley.
On it. Now, your music has been described as happy, sad music. So like upbeat songs about a broken heart, which is kind of perfect for this week with Valentine's Day coming up. We're going to be playing your brand new song, Magic. What inspired that song?
Well, Magic is actually just a straight up love song.
Okay.
For me, I always struggled trying to write a love song that didn't feel cringy, because I was like, oh, I don't want to just say like, I love you, whatever in a song, you know? And I was sitting in the studio with these three guys, Jackson, Colin and Alex. And we were like, how do we write something that is easy to sing, easy to get the point across, but something different than just saying, I love you. And Jackson sat at the piano and we were playing around. He played the opening line of the chorus, and you and me feel something like magic. And I was like, we all looked at each other. That's the song. And an hour later, we had the song finished.
Oh my God, such a quick turnaround. We're going to play it now in a second. But before we do, myself and Roz always ask people when they come in here about their riders, because we're so nosy, you know? And obviously, like, sometimes the bigger people get, the more they ask for. What's on your rider for tonight?
Peanut M&Ms. That's a big one. I love those.
Not a bad choice.
It's so good. And then we've thought of adding like a loaf of bread and some peanut butter and honey. It's just the best. But then a big thing for a South African is rooibos tea. But we won't. I don't know if we'd get rooibos tea.
You would,
here.
Yeah.
Would
yeah,
we?
Yeah, because as I said, we were talking earlier, I used to live in South Africa. Yeah. Got addicted to the tea. You
I've
can
never
get it
had
here.
It.
Really?
Yeah, you can, yeah.
Oh, this is music to my ears.
You know what? Where I'm sending you, there's a place called Georgia Street Arcade. There's a little shop in there that do all those teas.
Oh my God.
Get right in there.
What a start
yes.
this day.
Yes, exactly.
Come on. I mean, it's not really a start. It is like midday.
Yeah,
but hey.
It's half one. Will, oh my God, thank you so much for coming in to see us. And very best of luck with your gig, your sold out gig at Whelan's. And as we all said earlier on, don't forget us now.
I will never. Thank you so much for today. Thank you.
We're going to play your song now. This is Will Lindley. It's Magic on 2FM. Heartbeat changing when you're around me. RTE 2FM. Roz and Emma.